Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Steve Martin is our guest and our good friend and an original member of the Brain Trust, the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization, which in two words means more profit. And he's our good friend. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back with us. And folks, we're continuing our series with Steve. He's graciously agreed to conduct a series with us on profit improvement, and we're going to be posting these interviews also, in addition to being live right now, in addition to being on the replay for 24 hours, we're also going to be posting this series on the website in the archive, so you can check those out, go back and listen to those over and over again. Steve, and by the way, folks, this is part of the book, Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization, this list of profit improvement steps that you can take. And, Steve, today's discussion is about quality, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, we're on number 5 out of 55. We've got a long way to go, Jim.
And yeah,
there's an awful lot to this profit equation.
It really is. And you know, Steve, I think it's important for us to stop for just a second and remind people, not that they need too much reminding, but remind people who might not have realized it, one of the reasons why it's so tough to make a profit today is because nobody's got any pricing power.
That's right. And with the looming specter of deflation coming, it's going to get even tougher.
It is. And the thing is, we like the good deflation. We like it when our cell phone doesn't cost us $500, it costs us $50. And when our computers don't cost $3,000, they cost $800. We like that. That's good deflation.
Yes, but when you're the provider.
Right, but when commodities come down and when housing comes down and you get into that kind of thing, that's when it gets dangerous. And so the only way to make a profit when you have no pricing power is to, you can increase sales, but with a slow economy, that's hard to do. And so the only way to maintain or grow with the bottom line is through efficiencies.
You have to really look at everything that's going on in your organization. In the profit equation, you have revenue, loss, and expense.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, revenue is the positive side, and unless you're selling to unprofitable customers, and we've talked about that.
Right.
Then you have to look at the loss side and the expense side. And quality is where loss comes in. That's
right.
Where you're throwing money down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
If you provide a service or a product that is not up to standard and it comes back to you, that costs you money.
Yeah.
And don't think most people realize how much a quality problem can cost them.
Well, and you know, I think one of the problems we have, and we've had this discussion before on this show with one of our other quality experts, Leslie Kossoff, one of the things that I like to remind people about, Steve, is that a quality process is not the same thing as quality service.
That's exactly right.
Quality service is when you do a great job of delivering quality service to your customers, but it also means that when something breaks, you fix it really quickly. That's
mm-hmm.
good, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But a quality process means it doesn't get broken.
It doesn't get broken in the first place.
To start
place.
With, yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Your customers, you know, very rarely get to find out what great quality service you have because they never have any complaints.
That's right. And, you know, we see it all around us, and every small business has some element of quality in it. My wife and I went out to a restaurant a couple of days ago, a new restaurant, hadn't tried it before, and it was okay. You know, the quality of service was okay, and the food was okay, and we were debating whether to go back. And then the waitress brought the check over, and my wife checked it. She's a good mathematician, and we were overcharged $2.
Yeah.
Now, then the waitress starts debating with my wife. Mistake. And guess what happened when we walked out of that restaurant?
What?
That was the last time we ever walked out.
Right.
Because
that right.
we'll never be walking in again.
Mm-hmm.
And true to the old saw, we started telling our friends.
Yeah.
So this new restaurant, as far as we're concerned, is never going to get our business. So they don't even know what they lost in terms of the quality problem that they
mm-hmm.
had. They lost a lot of potential customers.
Mm-hmm. And it could be that the food and the food issue was just them getting their shakedown crews behind them.
Sure.
You mean if you'd gone back, maybe the next time they would have wowed you with the food.
They might have,
but they never got
to get that chance.
They never got the chance, did they? Yeah.
No.
That's exactly
no,
right, folks. We've all got other places we can go. You never get another chance sometimes. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue our discussion about quality with our good friend Steve Martin. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Steve Martin is our guest. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization, Proven Methods for Cost Reduction and Increasing Profitability. Steve, give us your website, please.
Your website is profitpro.us, www.profitpro.us.
U.S., that's one of the new top domains, and so don't forget to put the U.S. on the end there. And there's a lot of great information there, folks. There are a tremendous amount of articles and some ways that you can improve profitability and the opportunity to buy Steve's book. They can get it right there on the website, can't they, Steve?
Yes, they can, Jim.
Can they download it?
No, it's a hard copy.
Okay, hard copy only.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about quality. And by the way, folks, all the things we're talking about today is found in Steve's book. Quality, Steve, is such a subjective word, but there actually is a discipline called quality, isn't there, in the marketplace?
Oh, absolutely, and it's making the difference between success and failure for most global companies these days.
If I could give it a literal. Metaphor. That'd be a contradiction. But if I could give it a physical metaphor, I would say dovetail. If you're in business and you want to make sure that if you and I do business, that when we put our two systems together that they dovetail, then I want to make sure that you and I are speaking the same language. And so quality has created standards, haven't they? The ISO 9000 series of standards,
yeah.
where if I'm ISO certified and you're ISO certified, then you can pretty much believe that my organization will dovetail with yours. But if I'm not, then you realize that maybe your organization is a racehorse and mine is a plow horse.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, if we define quality in terms of conformance to standards, or conformance to expectations, then we look at certification agencies like ISO and can recognize the value of being certified as conforming to a set of standards in the way you run business and how you produce your product.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
that's absolutely necessary in the global economy today.
It is. The thing about it, though, is if you need to work with companies that require ISO, then you need to do that. But a lot of small businesses don't have to, and even if they deal with ISO companies, I mean, I deal with ISO companies, but my company's not ISO certified. Sometimes we can deal with them, but without having to be ISO certified. But that doesn't mean that we don't have to pay attention to quality.
You have to meet their expectations.
That's right.
And if you don't, then they won't purchase from you, or it's going to cost you an awful lot more than it should. That's the nature of it.
Right. And the whole thing is to make sure that you don't slow their operation up when they plug in with you.
That's exactly right. Or cost them additional money.
Right. Because of failure.
If you provide a service or a part to a company that's relying on that in some way to fit into their profit equation, and it doesn't fit, you might cost them a heck of a lot more money than just the cost of the good or the service that you've provided.
Mm.
Because a lot of companies are running hand-to-mouth in terms of the inventory that they carry, just-in-time inventory.
Right.
And if you stop, if the part you provide doesn't fit in, you might actually stop a production line.
That's a broken link in the chain, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So it can get really, really expensive in terms of the impact of not meeting the expectations, not meeting the standards.
So if you're not quality-oriented, at least, if not quality-certified, if you're not at least quality-oriented and you don't understand that whole concept, then you're not going to get a chance. You know, Steve mentioned one of the first parts of profitability, revenue. You're not going to get a chance to lose anything on them because they're not going to do business with you.
That's exactly right.
But let's turn this a little more internally, Steve. Let's leave the external customers alone just for a minute and focus internally, because we've got to solve our own internal challenges first, don't we? We've got to really focus on why we're not being successful ourselves profit-wise. And a lot of times it's because we've got delivery routes that are not set up properly. We've got equipment that's not being used properly. We've got people that are not being used properly. And if we were an engine, we'd sound like we'd blown a cylinder, wouldn't we?
That's exactly right. It just wouldn't be running as smoothly. And of course, you'd be using more gas, so
yep.
your expenses go up
and higher maintenance.
Exactly mm-hmm. what happens. And you might not reach your destination, so you disappoint the customers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what business you're in. I don't care whether you're one person or 5,000. If you don't track the errors and problems that you have and fix them, they're going to cost you money.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. It's just a matter of how much. It's not a matter of if.
Right. And it could cost you everything.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, this restaurant we were talking about earlier where the food was okay, but the bill was wrong, and we're starting to tell people not to trust this place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to happen to them in the
mm-hmm.
long run?
Yep, absolutely.
The word gets out that it's not worth the trouble, then it doesn't help their business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the opposite side of that would have been to have said, yes, I see you're right. I'm sorry I made that mistake. Here's a certificate for a dessert or something like that.
Sure.
That'd be a chance to wow you, wouldn't it, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the story'd be different.
Absolutely. 10 till. Quick break. Right back with Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. Yo no soy marinero. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Steve Martin is our guest, and we're talking about improving profitability, but doing it by improving the quality process in your processes in your organization. I should say installing a quality process in your organization. You can do it. You know, don't be intimidated. And I know Steve will agree with me on this. Don't be intimidated, small business owner, because you don't have the knowledge, the background, or the money to become ISO certified. You don't have to do that to install a quality process, do you, Steve?
No, Jim, you really don't. You need just a couple of elements to have a quality process. The first is to measure any deviation from standards. The second is to determine the causes of those deviations, and the third is to fix them.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, if I've got a truck route that I've, you know, maybe one day I just decide to run the route with my driver, and we find out that it takes I can make 29 stops in an 8-hour day, and then we establish that as our standard. And maybe we even say, okay, we're going to give the benefit of the doubt and say he worked a little harder because the boss was there, and we're going to make it 27 stops in a day. That's all you have
mm-hmm.
to do. That's not all you have to do, but that's kind of our standard for that particular day, for Tuesdays. And if they start coming in at 20 stops, then we need to find out what's wrong, right?
That's exactly right.
But we got to know that only 20 were made. Somebody's got to find that out. That's the measurement.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. Or to look at how many errors are made in your billing, how many complaint calls come in.
Right.
And pay attention to those things. And if you're in a manufacturing business or producing a product, look at how much goes out at 100% quality or how much is a little bit off spec and how much of that has to be reworked within your own plant.
You know, Steve, if our small business audience was building, if they were building a house, they wouldn't think about doing it without tape measures and rulers and levels and plumb bobs, would they?
That's right.
You wouldn't even begin it. I mean, you couldn't do it. And if I said, you can't, you got to build this house, but I'm taking away all these abilities to measure accuracy, and you would say, well, you know, this house is not going to work. It's not. I wouldn't want to live in it.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, you got the same situation with your business, don't you?
Absolutely. You have to be able to measure it, and, of course, you have to be able to look at it. Mm. And that's why they have building inspectors. You're building a house.
Right.
Well, you have inspectors to come in to make sure that you meet minimum standards.
To make sure that your footing is below freeze line and you've got the right amount of rebar in the footing and et cetera, et cetera.
That's right. And if you're building that house and you don't put all those things in, you're not going to be in the business for long.
That's right. And so think about your business as building a house, because you really are, aren't you? You're building your house.
Exactly. And I don't care if you're making widgets or you're providing dry cleaning services.
Mm-hmm.
If the product doesn't meet expectations, then customers aren't going to buy it.
And, Steve, the proper term these days probably is not making a profit. It's probably squeezing a profit. Isn't that the better term?
Oh, that's about it. Yeah, your potential profit lies hidden in all the tiny details of of everything that you do.
The little nits.
Yep.
Somebody once said to me, which I've never forgotten, take care of the pennies, and the dollars will take care of themselves.
That's exactly right these days. That's where your profit is. It's hiding out there in the pennies.
And the only way you can do that is if you're measuring and if you're identifying what the standard is, you're measuring your performance against that standard, and you're taking corrective action.
Absolutely.
And that's basically quality. That's what you were saying. That's basically the definition, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Now, there are a lot more elaborate definitions, and you can go into a lot more. But for small business owners, I think that's a good place to start, don't you?
That's all you need to know. And you can work from there, and anything that doesn't conform to standards is a cost sink for you. It's taking money right out of your pocket.
Well, and it's also, in this day and time, Steve, it's also eroding your survivability.
Absolutely.
If you think about it like that, and that's what I do. I mean, I whenever I get on my high horse about things, I say, you know what? You know, we're putting ourselves in jeopardy here. You know, this is not about whether we have an extra $50 or not. This is about surviving.
That's a good way to look at it. The imperative.
Well, it is, and it actually gets your attention a little more keenly too, doesn't it?
That's exactly right.
Steve, give us your website one more time, please.
Thank you, Jim. It's www.profitpro.us.
One of the best sites, folks, online. Especially if you're wanting to improve your bottom line. Steve, thank you very much. Good job here today.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
We'll see you next time.
Great.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back real soon. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, please pay attention to quality. And if you do, you'll be very happy with the new bottom line. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.